radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your town has been hoping for rain but missing the showers that have been going around, the rain chances do get better over the next few days. For today, hot and humid with a high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices. The showers and thunderstorms will be random but in better supply this afternoon and this evening. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting wet are actually up a notch as a frontal system approaches, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around, highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Elizabeth Warren claimed she was Native American, but she is ready to gain back America's trust.
I am sorry for harm I have caused.
Elizabeth Warren wants to put your mind at ease if you still have reservations.
Sorry.
Elizabeth Warren is remorseful and wants to offer voters a peace pipe.
Sorry.
Elizabeth Warren wants to move this country forward. Let her show you how.
Sorry.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is 3:06. I will be temporarily better as long as Dan Morris is sitting in the studio with me. He raises my game. It's Greg.
Joey. Joey.
Yeah, thank God. He's here too.
And here they are.
Low energy jet.
Please clap.
Well, we don't have the chance to have Dan Morris or a microphone much on the show, but it's good to see you.
Well, thank you very much.
We were just talking about, all these strategeries that the left continues to develop, trying to talk the country into a recession. And now I guess the New York Times has dropped all the other hoaxes and fake causes. And now we're all just racist.
Well, it's obvious.
Yeah. And how sad that anybody would buy that. It just, and how desperate they are to be, you know, this is their big game plan. Meanwhile, Joe Biden can't remember the year that the Kennedy King assassinations took place. I mean,
I saw that. I didn't get to that today. That's a great story.
Old Uncle Joe. Yeah, when he's not calling paralyzed people out of wheelchairs or
stand up
or referencing his butt buddies.
Oh, but did you hear what Jill Biden had to say today?
I heard.
Oh!
I told Dan about this.
Didn't she say you got to hold your nose and vote for
Joe? No, she said that you need to swallow a little bit and vote for Joe.
Well, there's a campaign strategy that's
I suddenly had the urge to spit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. In fact, let's see. Do we have a couple of... thanks for spending a minute
Thank
with us,
you.
Dan.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Always good to see you, my friend.
Adios.
I've learned much from you, you know. At 308, just to revisit his sordid past.
Am I doing this again?
Well, that's
for the senior, staff. All yes. Right.
A number of the cabinet members have already...
Oh! My memory is not as good as Justice Roberts. She's Justice Roberts. Does anyone... Mr. President, it's a slight diversion, but I think we got to be nice to him. The chairman of the Finance Committee, Max Baucus, is here. So we got to make sure, Max, just remember, when we call, when I call, just say yes, Joe, okay? One overwhelming reason why I never ran for mayor, Richie, it's too hard.
By the way, do you know the website?
You know, I'm embarrassed. You know the website number? You know, I should have it in front of me, and I don't. I'm actually embarrassed. President Obama says nobody messes with Joe. My passion to make sure this is done right, it may exceed my abilities. And I want to be blunt with you off script here. And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
And
Chick knows a lot about it. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And although she's your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul. I got to get this straight.
Yeah. And the media, they got no problem with any of that. If Trump. And occasionally he does have a little verbal faux pas, but they would be demanding him be tested for senility or Alzheimer's or some other mental disease. That's all I have. I'm going home. No, we have Baumhauer's tonight. Mm-hmm. See what I have in my pocket here? It's a $25 gift card.
Wow, look at that.
We have a little drawing for that tonight
Mr.
over there.
Big stuff over there.
But I won't be able to stay long. I have been... And in fact, I wouldn't be here at all if it weren't for Dr. Love. My throat is raw, and I have bad bronchial goop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit fatigued, but thanks to the miracle of prednisone. It's not that I feel like I'm going to climb out of my own skin, but it does not let you sleep. So I figured I may as well come in and annoy everybody as I work through this.
Well, I'm happy you decided to do that.
I'm not being a martyr.
I was going to say you were.
You know what they say, the martyr, the merrier, right? Duh. Anyway, it's 3:11. Had a little chat on the way in with my friend Tip Tames over at Jack Ingram. You know, sometimes we have tried... on any number of different levels over the years to help people in various situations. We've had many causes. In fact, we've got somebody coming in to the morning show in September, right after Labor Day, because there's a... they're trying to get the legislature to declare Louis Vuitton Day. That's the dog that was so horribly burned by that little punk ass that eventually ended up killing somebody in a car wreck, a drunk car wreck, who will probably, well, they didn't keep him in jail long. And as soon as it was, somebody paid with their life for that decision. But Louis kind of became the poster dog for things that can happen to animals. And I think it's a great idea to do that. And I mean, it just came to mind because you never know when you're going to have an opportunity to help. And I wanted to talk to Tip because we had a listener who works very hard, has a lot on her plate, and desperately needed to get a better car. She was driving on something that was literally, you know, on its last legs, but was afraid because managing, you know, her parents in other situations, her credit score had taken a hit, and I know all about that. I once had an 850 credit score, and when I came here, it was in the five somewhere. And she had heard me talk about Jack Ingram and the financing programs they have, so I reached out to Tip, told him, you know, we have somebody who really needs to buy a car, but has got these challenges. Anyway, the deal got done. They gave her a really, really nice value on her trade-in, and she was able to get a car, and she's so happy. And I'm happy for her, because I know what it's like to try and climb out of circumstances that you're... In her case, my mess was, for the most part, self-inflicted. Hers was just life. And I wanted to let him know how much I appreciated what he did for her, what he and the team over there did for her. Those are special folks there. They really are. That is not... I actually worked at a car dealer. That's how I got back into radio in Chicago. At Bob O'Connor Ford on Western Avenue. And I was a lousy car salesman. And frankly, in the 70s, it was, you know, Jimmy Carter time, and interest rates were obscene, and people were not confident about spending money, so it was really a tough market to sell in. And you'd come in, you're working 9 to 9, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and sometimes we'd be partying until 5 or 6. So we used to look out for each other. We had what they were called then, tricked-up vans. That was a big thing, captain's chairs and shag carpeting and all that. So me and two other guys kind of had a little arrangement where one of us would go sleep off part of the hangover in one of the tricked out vans while the other two kept vigil. And man, those days, if there's people coming in to shop, it's good. I'm talking about, you know, a very particular period in time where the economy sucked. And then we also had the gamesters who would come in. You knew they had a credit score of about 15, but they wanted to test drive some cars. You got to do it. And so I'd like to buy this brand new Ford LTD2. And then you run the credit, and the guy in the credit department would look at you like, why did you waste your time? Stuff like that.
Tough job.
It is. But that group over there, they're exceptional. They really are. I'm proud to have them as a sponsor, Jack Ingram, jackingram.com. And they do have over 20 financing programs, so they can pretty much handle any situation if you give them a chance to do it. And I was really pleased to be in the middle of that. That was nice. Did you see that our company kitchen is closed?
Yeah, I just saw that email, that memo.
The Pepsi machine, I guess, is defrosting or something.
It must be slippery in there.
Well, what am I going to do? I mean...
how are you going to get your coffee?
I want to, you know, get over to Baumhauer's later.
Just be very careful. As Igor said, the stairs could be very treacherous.
I could make this last with the microwave, but the microwave's in the kitchen.
Right, along with the coffee pot. You might as well just go for the coffee then.
So we'll wait it out. We'll see.
You've never walked on a slippery floor before?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, no, I've done plenty of that. 316, what is the big issue today? It's everybody excited about. Nothing.
You're asking me?
I'm asking you. Been here for the last...
I'm not really all that excited. We get little bits and pieces from the investigation of the investigators. And it seems like Lindsey Graham is just... Greg, if that's your name?
Yes.
I was talking to Senator Sanders, and he was saying that... he's very rude. You're very rude to him, but that means we're probably friends. I'm telling you, Greg, when you read what these investigators are digging up about the FISA warrant abuse, oh, man, you are going to be livid. More livid than you can even imagine.
We already know about it, and we're already livid.
It's worse than you imagine. You have no...
Worse?
You have no clue.
It's gone from bad to worser?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah, so apparently that's all.
It'll be interesting to see if this actually comes out, if there's actually an indictment, if there's actually an IG report that was supposed to come out like a year ago, and we still hear, well, it's a couple of months away and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And Hoover out in Utah, and, there's going to be consequences for all this basically treasonous behavior, but we're still waiting. We're still waiting, and then it'll be fun to see how the media lifts up the throw rug and sweeps all the crap underneath and says, there's nothing to see here.
The president called himself the chosen one today.
In what context?
I think in the context of talking about, China and taking them on in trade and also, defending Israel. It was one of his freewheeling outside the White House.
Well, when you don't have your script written for you like other presidents, you're going to make a comment like that. But I want to bring to your attention...
Oh, also called himself King of Israel.
No, somebody called him that.
Right. Yeah, and he was referencing it. Wayne Allen Root, I believe, called him that. Like the second coming of God.
I saw Wayne Allen Root on TV. There's a channel called Newsmax.
Right.
That is... It's got Bill O'Reilly and a couple of other Fox castoffs. But I don't think they're... I mean, they're on my cable, and I'm glad that they... added them, but seeing Bill O'Reilly on this channel is not like seeing Bill O'Reilly on Fox when he was the, focal point of prime time. But you just mentioned something I had seen today on this Chosen One thing, and China. Because, he is... absolutely the first one to stand up to China. China is in the process of losing Hong Kong, and they're hurting over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, here it is. The U.S. State Department on Tuesday approved the sale of 66 F-16 fighters to Taiwan in a move expected to anger Beijing.
Oh, yeah.
Taiwan will get the latest version of the Lockheed Martin built fighter in the $8 billion deal. Meanwhile, Red China still doesn't know what to do with Hong Kong. That has nothing to do with what I was looking for. It was just a quick couple of paragraphs on how the president is positioning us in this this trade situation. If we send Biden or Warren or any one of them in to the White House, they're going to go back and they're going to capitulate to all these countries, and we're going to be upside down with everybody. They'll walk all over us like they did for years.
Have you heard your name?
And did that make them better friends or better allies? No. Not one bit.
Smithsonian Channel.
Smithsonian Channel. They want you to read the schedule?
No, they asked, what's that, channel where he watches all his aerial channels on.
Yeah, that's Smithsonian.
Yes.
And on, what's the name of my cable provider?
Wow!
176.
And speaking of that, since we're talking about it, would you like tonight's schedule while you're all hopped up on, your roids after bomb hours?
Yeah, when we come back from this next break, we're also gonna proceed with FDR's funeral train. Another reading from the book.
Well, it's 7 p.m.
Yes.
Aerial Africa, Botswana.
Botswana.
Pretty cool. At 8 p.m., Into the Wild, India. Reina, Queen of the Jungle.
I'm not big on the jungle stuff.
You don't like jungles?
I'm not a jungle phobe. I just... And plus, they always got to have a scene or two of one animal ripping apart another. And
that's nature, Greg. Don't be such a softy.
Are you inferring that because I don't like to watch the food chain that I'm some kind of... See? Go ahead. Proceed.
At 9 p.m., Epic Yellowstone, Fire and Ice.
That's an excellent series. People don't realize what Yellowstone really is and what it could be in terms of its... you want climate change? Wait till Yellowstone blows its lid. We'll have climate change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big time. And those are the three. Botswana, mm-hmm. Jungle Fever, and what was the mm-hmm. other one?
Fire and Ice at Yellowstone.
Oh, Fire and Ice. Yeah. You got it all out there.
So if you were stuck in the jungle, would you run through the jungle? You better.
Yeah. There's too many things in the jungle that camouflage into the landscape that bite you, eat you, strangle you, or kill you. So yeah, I'd probably want to.
So you don't like natural violence, like animal, species on species, you know, violence.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
That kind of speed? What do
you
mean?
Like a lion's taking down a gazelle and feasting on its flesh.
No, that's not so bad because I don't think of gazelles like house pets.
What about desperate lions taking out an elephant?
No.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
I'm sure it is. I don't want to watch lions eating
an elephant. What about orcas, killer whales, taking out great white sharks? And they don't eat the whole shark. They have this pinpointed practice. And it's particular types of orcas in the Pacific and where the water's warmer. They'll actually come up under a great white and hit it with their nose right at the side so it flips the shark over. And you know that about sharks, when they're made prone and flipped over, they can't move. It's almost like they're paralyzed. And then the orcas rip out, I think, the liver and eat that. And then that sends a signal throughout the water, a smell or whatever. The other great whites get the hell out of there.
Really?
Yeah. It's a crazy phenomenon.
That's sort of like, who's the biggest and baddest of them all? After Jaws was such a big success, I remember taking Pam Krause to the drive-in to see a movie called Orca. But any parent from my group that had a kid in the 90s remembers Free Willy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I didn't see any of the sequels, but I did see the first one, and that's one of those, if you don't have tears running down your face at the end of that, then you need a pulse check. Very sweet. Cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Very cool.
Good movie.
It is 3:24. Before we head down to the traffic dungeon for our first visit, a reminder that the place that sets the bar higher than anybody else for the outcomes in automobile body repair is Montgomery Paint and Body. And it goes beyond the fact that they have state-of-the-art equipment there to repair cars. The best and most skilled people in automotive body repair. It's the standard that Donnie Turner set when he opened 3.5 decades ago. Because this is the kind of guy he is. I will not consider shortcuts. I will not consider overlooking a step in the repair process to pocket. Because... you know what? Isn't it nice to know there are people in the business world, and I believe all of our clients follow this golden rule, treat others as you would want to be treated, because you may make that extra buck, but you still got to live with yourself. And I think there's karma, and anytime you do something like that, whether it's business or just in your personal life, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. It always does, and it comes back worse. So he started MPB with that standard and has lived by it for 3.5 decades, bringing his son Brandon along the way. And this is the place we heartily recommend because we've all used them. Joey, me, Rich Thomas has his own wing. Jay trusted his beloved Black Challenger and Emily with Betty White. We've all used Montgomery Paint and Body. And when you pick up your car, it's a jaw-dropping experience because it does look good as new, maybe better. Their number is 27 Rec with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Seriously the best.
I am serious. and don't call me Shirley.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you in the afternoon traffic, and we have a pretty good time to be traveling right now. The boulevard's busy, but no major problems for you. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and we don't have any big delays on the 31s. Please be careful in the school zones as they wrap their day up. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representations made. The 12 team legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What you say?
shut up. Got enough from the city about Narrow Lane Road from Normandy Drive to the East Southern Boulevard. Temporarily closed as crews from Montgomery Waterworks and Sanitary Sewer Board repair a broken water main. They anticipate that this repair should be completed by later in the evening, but this could be problematic as we go through the afternoon rush. Thank you, Griffith Waller, for the info on that. Again, that's Narrow Lane Road from Normandy Drive to the East Southern Boulevard, closed as they work on a water main. Those are your water bill taxes in action. It is 3:28. Why don't we go see if any of the afternoon thunderstorm activity is starting to mushroom up.
I think that's a good plan, Greg.
Yeah. And then when we come back, another reading from FDR's funeral train. And then over here, over here is a big pile of crap.
Yeah, that's quite sizable.
My sack is full, and I need to go through this. And why don't we just do it live?
Yeah.
And decide, you know, what we should say, or maybe
just kind of like a potpourri.
Yeah, it doesn't smell that nice, but yeah, a poo-pourri of various topics and stuff that we can get into throughout the afternoon. And also the hope that you will join us at Baumhauer's tonight.
So good.
A week from tonight, and we should be able to say fairly soon, but a week from tonight we'll be celebrating the 14th anniversary of this show. And when you look at the outpouring of calls and things we get on a daily basis...
Are you really using pity as a strategy to get calls?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
This should not...
probably work.
Now, there's a new Barney today.
You know, I'm on your side. And I understand you're not, you know, at the height of your powers today.
Thanks.
Please don't start this. Not today.
Well, it's about parental happiness. It's not a...
I'm not a parent. And your kid's nearly my age. I know you love her and you look out for her, and that's great for you, but she's not exactly living at home. The other kid you look after is really doing great in college. He's growing up so fast.
Oh, my God.
So what does this have to do with you or me? Well, I'm sure there are a lot of parents in the audience, but what does this have to do with you or me? Why does it have to be Barney? Can you feel the anger? Oh, it's boiling over.
I think there's a Barney on anger. Maybe that'll help.
No.
I'll look for it.
Yeah, it's a boiling pot. Let's just dump more water in it and turn up the heat.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got a text. And I can't wait to see what this is. Mm-hmm. It's the name that gets me. A Dustin?
Yeah.
The guy that has the Christmas tree lot we go to every year?
Yeah, I know him.
And he's sending me a download. But I just drove by there the other day, and I was thinking, man, it'll be 3 months. We'll see the blue tents pop up and the trees. It'll be festive and a lot cooler than it is today.
It'll be another Griswoldian Christmas.
Yes. And at 3:30, let's see how hot it is. And by the way, it was downstairs Bubba Meising with the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he had not heard about the...
Adorable.
And how all of that got started.
Oh, with Rich. Yeah.
I had mentioned I had been communicating with the adorable one. He didn't know who I was talking about.
I know he's adorable, but is he also incorrigible?
Not so much lately. Not so much lately. Mostly
adorable.
Unless
incorrigible.
I need to talk to him.
Well, he did
that.
Have one moment this morning, and I can never remember what caused it, but he was so red He was laughing so hard and so red by the on the other side of the microphone, I thought a little green leaf was going to come off the top of his head. He just gives himself away whenever he says something. He feels embarrassed about it. It's pretty funny to see. Here in Living Color Radio, News Talk 93.1 FM at 3:31.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Adorable.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your town has been hoping for rain but missing the showers that have been going around, the rain chances do get better over the next few days. For today, hot and humid with a high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices. The showers and thunderstorms will be random but in better supply this afternoon and this evening. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting wet are actually up a notch as a frontal system approaches, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around, highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Two more people face criminal charges in connection with the deadly July 4th boat crash on Smith Lake that resulted in a Troy woman's death. Nick Bowling Suggs and Jody Wallace Suggs of Decatur are charged with criminally negligent homicide. 26-year-old Kelsey Starling was killed when two boats collided. Recovery crews have not been able to locate Starling's body. The search continues through Friday. Students in Pike Road headed back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. George Washington Middle School will undergo renovations during the school year. And the results are in for the House District 42 Republican primary. Van Smith won that race. He will now face off against Democratic nominee Kenneth Allison Sr. in November. House District 42 includes Autauga and Chilton County. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, J.C. Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about J.C. J.C. has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32, Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited, too, because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Earnest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, well, whatever I pasted in there apparently doesn't exist. So now I have to...
Crap.
It's so embarrassing.
I mean, it's understandable on today of all days.
In my delicate condition.
Is it pharyngitis again?
I don't think it's...
No, it's more of an infection.
Throat bronchial calamity.
Well, I'm sorry you're going through that. You still look good today.
I wanted to do a Bernie bit. I have to go with this.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I would like to order a medium vanilla coffee with extra cream, but not so much extra cream as to take away the opportunities of other Americans to have their fair share of cream. 10 million Americans right now do not have access to cream.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
So I got a great meme from my friend Dustin, and it's a group photograph of all the people that Bernie Sanders has lifted out of poverty. It's basically just a bunch of pictures of him, old communist. It just boggles my mind that as of right now, any percentage of the country would go to the polls and deliberately vote for this old coot.
Greg.
What? Hello.
Hello. Number one, would I talk and I do everyday things? This is Bernie Sanders. If I talk and do everyday things, I don't constantly scream. That's only when I'm selling my plans to the American people. I wrote the damn bill, Greg. I know what's in it. And I know that my plan, Medicare for All, Medicare for All, as some would call it down in South Florida, it will help everybody and get everybody out of poverty. But I don't worry about things like extra cream, Art. When I'm going up my everyday life. You know what bothered me this morning, Greg?
What?
I've been campaigning all over this beloved country. I've been seeing every village and dell, all the natural wonders of this place. But I will tell you, there are some places in this country, Mr. Buddha, if that's your name. And number one, I don't like
you. You can call me Greg.
Whatever, Greg. I don't like your tone. I'll call you whatever I want because you called me an old coot, all right?
Okay, that's fair.
You're rude. Very rude, sir.
Well,
anyway,
you liberals sometimes call rude. You have an issue with the truth.
I'm going to put that aside because I'm going to get to my point. This morning, I was here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes.
Stumping, trying to change this nation of ours. Get it away from corporate greed. Get it away from profit-seeking. What we're going to do is have no profits and sometimes losses. But we're all going to do it together. But anyway, I was at one of your parks. And some of these natural wonders, these parks where you're supposed to be out in nature,
yeah.
There are too many people there. For instance, the squirrels are getting way too precocious. This one squirrel, you know, normal squirrels, natural instinct, they run away. Because we human beings are a plague on this earth. And so, I'm walking up, and the squirrel's not running away. It starts running at me. And I didn't have any acorns, I didn't have any nuts. What was I supposed to do? So I swatted it. That was my everyday. That was what I did this morning. I swatted a squirrel. And I still don't like your tone.
I'm just guessing here, but since you love handouts to people, using other people's money, of course, not yours, because...
No, I'll be taxed just like you. I'll be taxed more, because I wrote a book. You too can be a millionaire, Greg, if you either go back in time and get on that stupid show with Regis, or you write a book.
You and Regis are about the same age, right?
No, I'm much, much younger. And
can I have some more vodka?
Well, no, I don't. I'm a healthy person. I jog. Well, why do you think I run into that squirrel?
Well, that's great. I just thought the squirrel looked at you, saw you as an easy mark.
Let's get nuts!
But you didn't have any nuts. Speaking of parks and fields, did you hear the story? Because what we're going to do today, and if I sound a little less than normal, it's because I'm a little less than normal. Throat.
Oh, Greg, could I, real quick, you just said I don't have any nuts. I was scared about the squirrel, because you know, as you get older, and then also with the heat, I just felt very...
Vulnerable?
Exposed, yes.
Yeah. Here is a situation in a park in Connecticut. We mentioned this on the morning show.
And Greg, are you feeling okay today?
No.
What's wrong?
Because I don't have Medicare for All.
Well, that's why we need to get you Medicare for All.
Yeah, if I had Medicare for All, I'd feel a lot better.
Yeah.
This is weird because police went to a field.
They went to a field?
Not a baseball field, it says field, that's the word, near Fairfield. Why wouldn't you find a field in Fairfield?
Oh, in the Nutmeg State, right? Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an 87-acre place that also happens to be notorious for people that go there and park or do other things.
What do they do when they park?
Well, in this particular instance, I guess Law and Order Special Old People Sex Unit was out looking for perps, and they arrested six people. Five men and a woman, aged 62, 62, 67, 75, 82, and 85, for doing that in the middle of this field. And the only woman in the group was the 85-year-old. She has the same last name as the 82-year-old man, but it's not known whether they're actually married.
Wait, it was one woman who had...
An 85-year-old.
85-year-old
with
woman.
Five men, the youngest being 62. And they were charged with breach of peace. Breach of peace.
You on drugs?
Prednisone. Some others, Z-Pack, breach of peace, and some were charged with public indecency.
Oh, Lord. I mean...
I guess somebody left their participles dangling.
Well, maybe they had waited so long, and, you know, they're getting close to kicking the bucket, and it was on their bucket list to, you know...
to do that,
have a mass lovemaking session in nature. Or something like that.
Yeah, I'm typing.
The show is here, Greg.
I know. I hope you.
You and your generation, you're always looking at your screens and your devices. You can't just be focused on the here and now.
I got a nice note from a woman.
Yeah,
named, who wanted to know about Baumhauer's tonight. So I was just replying. I'd like her to be there. I'd like her to come join us and say hello.
Okay, I'll allow it.
I mean, it's not like we have half the town waiting on the phone.
That's true.
All right, it is 3:46. Before we continue to dive into the pile, because that's what we're going. We're going to get something accomplished today. I'm going to go through every single one of these sheets.
Are there any more stories about old people having an orgy?
No, that's the only one that I know of.
Okay, good.
But this pile goes back several weeks, so there could be something I forgot about. We'll get to it later. Now, we've been doing fireside readings of the book FDR's Funeral Train. And what we know up till now is that FDR arrived on Good Friday in Warm Springs, Georgia.
Right. On the Magellan.
On the Magellan. The town folk were shocked.
I'm shocked.
Said the town folk, to see FDR looking so pale and gaunt and weary. They were concerned for him. And his specially equipped car came, picked him up. He took off like a demon.
Yes, like a speed demon.
And went to the little White House in Warm Springs, where he was being portraited by one Elizabeth Shumanoff.
And did Eleanor set up that thing with Shumanoff?
No, not Eleanor. She was out somewhere.
Wait, was it actually his mistress? Was her name Lucy?
Lucy Motherford Resser. No, Lucy Mercer Rutherford.
Saucy Minx.
And FDR enjoyed her company. So his daughter Alice actually facilitated this.
Oh, okay.
So the woman, not his wife, the portrait artist, who in reality did not like FDR because she was a Republican.
Russian Republican, that makes sense.
Yeah. He spent, well...
So dumb.
All right, so let's see. During the marriage... Okay, we're going back here. Divorce, that's where we were. Let me get my fireside... I still haven't had time to fix this, so I apologize.
More bacon sizzling then?
Divorce, viewed in those days with nearly as much disdain as adultery, which brings to mind the age-old question, Joey, do infants enjoy infancy as much as adults enjoy adultery?
No.
Was the remedy Eleanor had initially demanded when she first caught FDR with Lucy Motherford Resser. The social shame of marital dissolution would not only have meant the end of FDR's burgeoning political career, it would have cost him his inheritance, as his mother, Sarah Delano, had made icily clear. Quite frankly, this is an aside, his mother was a real really was.
Well, I mean, when you're living in high society, sometimes you gotta be that way.
And he was enslaved to his mother. She was a constant presence at the White House throughout his political career.
It's not like he could get away quickly.
And there's a separate book in that relationship. And in fact, I think it's been written. I just can't remember the name of it. Anyway, back to our story here. What it cost him his inheritance, Sarah Delano made icily clear. So from 1918 onward, Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt remained husband and wife on paper and for the sake of press photographers. The secret terms that permitted FDR to keep both his public career and his solvency included his agreeing to never see Lucy Rutherford Musser ever again.
Yeah, but you know how it works, Greg. Adultery. You know how you first commit adultery? In your heart.
That's what Jimmy Carter taught her. That was all Jimmy Carter taught her. Mercer went on to marry the rich but elderly Winthrop Rutherford, and Franklin, whose intimate relations with his wife ended as abruptly as her trust in him, had gone on to attain the White House. But Mrs. Rutherford and the president had never quite gotten around to severing their ties. There were limousines that mysteriously arrived to bring Lucy to Roosevelt's inaugurals, phone calls discreetly routed through the White House switchboard. Shumanoff, the portraitist, had first met Lucy Rutherford in 1937 after one of the Rutherford children hired her to paint their mother, and an enduring friendship had grown from that sitting. From the first, Lucy admired Shumanoff's ability to capture not only a face, Joey, but also a soul. Throw another log on the fire. A soul with little more than her studied glance and the silver box of watercolors she carried around in her purse. Quote, "You should really paint," the president, Lucy suggested one afternoon in the spring of 1943. At first, Shumanoff doubted she could arrange it. By the following morning, Lucy had done just that. Last 351.
Well, and from the earlier description in the book, Romanoff must have been an incredibly talented artist because he easily could have ended up looking like a walking cadaver or a living cadaver.
The portrait she was working on when he stroked out did not look anything like he did in that final, those final months of his presidency, because he really looked awful. He had congestive heart failure. He had lost a lot of weight. He was gaunt. He had traveled extensively. He was weak, and that may have had something to do with the kind of deal he cut at the end of World War II with Uncle Joe. FDR did not believe Stalin was the murderous.
Well, he had read the New York Times. Yeah, and all these reporters had gone over there, and they had these amazing villages.
Yeah. Amazing villages, yeah.
Kind of like that, that the end of Blazing Saddles.
So, unless there's a big demand to continue reading the book, so remember where we left off now. This is how the arrangement for the portrait took place. And that FDR was allowed to remain married to Eleanor, but there was no Whoopi after 1918.
Sure.
All I can say is, a flaming heterosexual, that would have been really tough to have Eleanor Roosevelt looking at me with disdain, knowing I could never go there again.
Kind of makes you want to.
Yeah, you know what? Because there was that thing in
when somebody says never again, it's like,
yeah.
Well, that's too bad. I wish I'd known the last time was the last time.
353.
I really, and I'm being serious for a moment, I didn't know FDR was unfaithful. How many of the presidents actually had, like, mistresses and whatnot?
There's another dame that he was involved with, too, but her name escapes me. And there were also rumors about Missy Lahan, who was the secretary. But, and Eleanor, let's face it, I think she was a lesbian. There are published love letters between Eleanor and other women that are really intimate.
Yeah.
And we're not
women share
about,
more things than we do.
Well, no, it's not like I miss you or let's go hang out or let's play Mahjong. It was like, really, it was there was a physical intimacy inferred in Eleanor's love letters to these various women.
Well, obviously, when you're playing Mahjong, there's going to be some... I'm not sure what that game is.
Full contact Mahjong.
What is Mahjong?
Yeah, it's a game that...
Is it like Chinese checkers?
No. I think it has cards in it.
It's like pickup sticks? Oh, cards. It's like...
I really don't know.
Parcheesi?
One of our informed listeners can give us a quick explanation.
Is it like a proto-Pictionary, maybe?
No. Why do we have a phone in here? Why don't we just...
We could unplug
cut
it.
Cut expenses.
Yeah.
Give that money to you.
Yeah, well, that'd be great.
And then if you want to, you can text us. We should have a group text number we can use here, you know?
Well, I don't know about that. I like the idea. And
I think it would work.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because a lot of people just like communicating via text more than...
I don't want to be the one to monitor it.
Oh.
I hate group texts.
Ding, ding, ding.
It would be kind of cool, though, to scroll back and see what people were texting to, like, Baron. So good to see Jack Campbell again.
I know.
Oh, man.
That is
just
awesome.
He is one of my favorite human beings. I have a new favorite furniture store. Let me tell you the truth. I always do, but I want to emphasize... A place where I bought a lot of my furniture was called Paravicini's. Family business in Prattville. Used to love visiting there and bought quite a few pieces. And because of their location and stuff, they eventually went out of business. But it was a neat, neat store. Had an amazing cross-section of selections. And I had not seen anything like them until I went to visit Kaiser Fine Furnishings, which, by the way, starting out, let's not pull any punches on this. They're having the Red Hot August Summer Sale right now. You'll not only save on anything you look at or are interested in, some of the discounts are stunning, but you pay 1.5% less tax at Kaiser because they're just north of the city. So you'll automatically save at least that amount plus the items they have marked down. They, like Parabasini's, used to have an amazing selection of all different types and styles, unique pieces that can fit into an odd corner of a home. I don't know what you're looking for, but whatever it is, if you can't find it at Kaiser, you're not going to find it anywhere. And right now, through the rest of the month of August, you'll find it at a greatly reduced price. See my buddy Stella at Kaiser Fine Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway. You're taking 231 towards Wetumpka. It's just before you get to the Aushucks on the east side of 231. Super, super nice people and a great selection at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. And now we welcome a big Warhawk welcome, I should say, to Master Thespian.
Old Contact Mahjong. Is that what you and Emily Melfelder used to play?
Oh, now that's, wait a minute, that's
her,
not
her first
fair.
Name is Rosemary.
That's not fair.
Her first name was Rosemary. Okay.
Rosemary.
And besides, yeah. Didn't I assure her father when he called that I would never discuss her again on the show?
Oh, okay.
What was his name, Mr. Melfelder? Dick?
Bob
Melfelder.
Bob Melfelder.
Yeah, yeah. He just happened to be driving through town when I was telling that story about... So, you were saying,
anyway,
sir.
So, Mahjong is not a card game. It's a game you play with little tiles. You have a pile of tiles, and you're trying to match your tiles to the tiles that are on the stack, and mm-hmm. you're pulling tiles away. It's kind of like Chinese dominoes, in a way.
Oh, I was close with Chinese checkers, then.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, checkers is a German game, but, you know, good counting. It was invented, Chinese checkers. The
is
game
a German game? Is that true?
Yeah. I know nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
It was invented in Germany, but when it came over to the United States, everybody was all kind of crazy over Chinese things, so they just renamed it Chinese checkers instead of, you know, Checkerspiel.
Was this after the war?
No, this was... Goodness. Late 1800s, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, but I wasn't alive then. I just read it somewhere. But I'm enjoying the fireside chat. It is kind of soothing.
Do you like the reading from the book? I wish people would tell me so I don't feel like I'm wasting anybody's time. I'm enjoying reading it.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of fascinating because, you know, you hear all the propaganda about FDR, but you don't hear the real stuff.
Right.
You know, this is cool.
And that's why I'm going back to Warm Springs to smell the history in October and see some leaves.
Yeah, because that whole thing about him dying in his mistress's arms, that's something that a lot of people didn't know. They just knew he died, and Truman took over as president, but the ins and outs of what was actually going on is kind of fascinating.
You know what you see when you see the video clips of Eleanor